Doctor Who podcast by a fan and her dad.
No, it's a fan and his daughter.
Season 4, Episode 7, The Doctor's Daughter. I believe you are making some sounds.
And no, I'm not going to repeat them.
Well, I can't see the hand flapping.
I'm not doing that anymore.
And the feet wiggling. Did you like the ending of that episode?
Yes. Jenny's cool.
Jenny's pretty cool.
And there's Martha with the ring from Mickey on. I'm not sure if I actually know who that's from at this point, but...
I'm getting very confused about the chronology.
Yes.
With our totally random watching the new Who. So you obviously loved the ending.
I did like the episode, although it was very predictable. Apart from Jenny coming back to life, I didn't think she would do that. Although when she got shot, I'm like, but hasn't the Doctor been shot? They've got two hearts.
Yeah, they kind of hand-waved that away, didn't they? They did what you call hang a lampshade on it. That's the obvious thing. And so they got Martha to say no. But it wasn't Time Lord stuff that brought her back in the end, was it? It was terraforming.
I'm not sure how that works, but oh well, hand-wavy.
Yeah, that's right. More hand-wavy stuff. But it's pretty cool at the end where she flies away.
Yes.
And she says civilization's to save.
And lots of running to do.
There's a surprising amount of running involved.
That is a great line.
There were some good funny lines, weren't there? Mm. And you did predict the breath of life. I'm not sure I predicted it the first time. I can't remember, really, my first watching of this. But it was perhaps as part of the reason that it was predictable was that it sort of snaps into place, doesn't it?
Except I didn't exactly predict the breath of life. I only thought of that like when we saw the plant. But there were other things which were obvious, like when they got in there and the Doctor starts making peace, I'm like, the General's going to shoot someone. This is obvious. And when Martha was walking along, I'm just like, she's going to fall down somewhere, either into the thing she's looking for or into more danger.
Mm. That was actually, I thought that was really sad, although some of the emotional notes, I don't know if they were played quite right, but I did find that kind of moving, the way that Hath was killed, particularly as he didn't want to go up to the surface, or I don't know, was he actually?
I think she said he at one point.
Did she? Okay. But he didn't want to go up to the surface, and she more or less talked him into it.
One thing I didn't predict was the 7 days thing. I didn't think that it sort of worked with it having been going on for hundreds of years. I thought that that was probably like... had been exaggerated, but I didn't think it would be such a short amount of time.
I thought that was actually quite clever because you get that how quick it is to make a person. That's where you enter the world, 20 generations in a day, so it could be 100 generations, which in human use is an enormously long period of time. And you got the countdown, it could have been a date. I think that's part of the way it all snaps together very neatly.
I actually thought that was like a literal countdown to something. But then I was going like, no, that doesn't work because it's such a big number.
Mm.
Like no way they're going to get that to fit with the storyline. Mm. They're not going to walk that far and they're nearly in the middle anyway. But then she said like, it's today's date. And I'm like, oh. But then I realized how close I was like, no, surely I'm misremembering one of those numbers from the first part. That can't be right.
One of the things you really like in Doctor Who episodes is the world building, or just in general, in fiction, you really like world building. How did you find the world building in this case?
World building? Yes, liked that. Liked the tunnels and the underground city. Oh, the thing with it being a rocket, like that was very obvious. It's like, it's a 3D thing. And I'm just going to go, like, it's a rocket.
Do you think that's because you've seen Genesis of the Daleks?
I don't know.
Because I saw that tower, and the first time I saw that tower, and I think, would I automatically assume that was a rocket, or is it just because with Doctor Who I associate, you know, big, tall tower structures with rockets?
But it has the pointy bit on the top.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't. Didn't really seem like the rest of it was a castle. Did it?
And the other thing was, like, it was the only thing which was a different shape. So
it was a flashing neon sign, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I liked the world building in terms of like you can't go up on the surface and that stuff. Didn't like the species building. Is that a thing?
I guess.
With the hash.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was quite, like, they didn't do much of that. It's just sort of like, here's the half. Martha can suddenly understand them. Yay.
Well, and this is a curious, hadn't really occurred to me before, but this is a curious element of the episode. There's an obvious reason for why Martha could understand them, and that is TARDIS translation circuits. But why couldn't we understand the Hath? Like, the Hath clearly weren't being translated to us. Was she understanding the language, or was she tuning into what they were saying some other way? It's very interesting. Like, it gives them a very particular character, the way they bubble away instead of talking with any kind of other recognisable language, or in English, as most species in Doctor Who tend to speak. But we've got an in-world explanation for that now. It's the TARDIS translation circuit. So I'm not quite sure why in this case that wouldn't have worked, that wasn't sort of addressed. Or
well, maybe it was, but we just weren't getting the translation.
Mm. Which is an interesting choice, isn't it? Because that's not generally the way that you go. And it did hamper them. You really didn't know what was going on. What were they saying? You assumed it was very similar to what was being said by the other army. But
I think that was a good plot device, because it meant that in any story like this where there's the two groups and you can see both, you know more than the characters.
Yeah.
But it's more interesting if there's stuff that you don't know. So I think that was a nice way of doing it. And also, as you've often talked about with R2-D2, it's quite easy to give you an idea of what they're saying through a translator.
Yes, R2-D2 is slightly more expressive, I would say. Like, if it hadn't been for Martha, I mean, Martha understood them very well, didn't she? Because she even told off the Hath on the Surface for using profane language. And I wouldn't have guessed that there was anything like that being said apart from her line. That was another example. I thought there was some good use of humour in the episode. And several times you commented on Jenny being creepy.
Yeah, at the start, because she just comes out and she's like all smiling and completely clean and new. And like, she's born as an adult. That's so creepy.
And also with, is it mascara? She I didn't really notice the end. It's like, sure, why are they putting mascara on the soldiers? It's really good quality mascara because it stayed on very well to the end there. Did you make up? Oh, no, I don't know about that. I'm not sure. What's even weirder about that, you know, is that the actor who played Jenny is the daughter of the actor who played the fifth Doctor, Peter Davison's daughter. And not only that, but that was when she and David Tennant met and then are married. So the Doctor's daughter, I think you may have even seen some meme about this sometime. The Doctor's daughter is also the daughter of the actor who played the Doctor and also the husband.
Wife.
That's right. Sorry, wife. And also the wife of the Doctor. I told you it was confusing. I was getting confused.
This is giving me a headache. This is like, that's such a typical Doctor Who thing. It's just not even in the show.
It's complicated. It's like turtles. It's complications all the way down.
Probably something like that's bound to happen in any show that's been going on as long as Doctor Who, though.
So how would you compare this to something like The Beast Below?
I don't know. Any episode with extra companions is automatically cheating. because, like, well, you got Tennant and Martha and Donna. And, like, I like both of them, so that makes it cooler. I think I like The Beast Below more because this one was very predictable. Mm. And even though Jenny was, like, cool at the end anyway, there wasn't much exploration into the Hath or really why they were on that planet.
Mm. Yeah. So you'd say it was a middling episode then?
Yeah.
Mm. It actually gets a bit of a bad rap. The things that I've heard are people often being quite disparaging of it. And there are some things, like, you know, it's quite predictable in parts and the things that you were talking about in terms of not getting much of a fleshing out of the Hath or the backstory of why they're on the planet. But I actually think it's a good episode. I really like it.
It's a pretty good episode and it definitely has good points. I'm going to point out, though, you said it was predictable in parts. Most of it's predictable, Dad.
Well, I don't think I saw that the Doctor was going to have a daughter at the start. Oh, actually, no, hang on a sec. Maybe I knew about that before because maybe that was in the trailer. But
one thing, Dad, how did you not pick that? It's called The Doctor's Daughter.
That's true. So maybe I did know that was what's going to happen. Well, I find it charming, that episode. Then maybe that's it. Maybe it's it. And maybe because you were squeeing at the end there.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's my response as well. I really loved the idea of Jenny going out into the – and I was kind of disappointed that that was it and she was never coming back. I wonder now, do you think that she would run into a shield or a me?
Well, considering she's never run into the doctor since then.
Yeah, the universe, all the time and space, it's a lot of room, isn't it?
Yeah, the same thing applies to a shielder and me.
Yeah, and I wonder if they were, except maybe, well, would Clara know about her? I don't know. They might, you know, look out of the way. Because me had that thing that she was looking after people who were left behind in the wake.
Yes. I don't think Jenny qualifies.
You're putting the kibosh on my speculative fan fiction here, aren't you?
I don't know what that means, but probably yes.
Another thing with this episode was that it was actually quite a Team TARDIS that they almost had going here, because it was really set up as though Jenny was going to be a member of the TARDIS team. But so there was really three companions at one point. Maybe technically Jenny's not a companion, but she was like on the cusp of it.
And Martha at this point isn't really a companion anymore. Although, like, in my book it always lists, like, anyone who's helped the Doctor as a companion, including people like Donna's father. Not father, grandfather. Grandfather.
But granted, he travelled, didn't Wilf, he travelled in the TARDIS. That's often seems to be the thing which people say, that to be a companion you need to have travelled in the TARDIS, although that breaks down a little bit in the time when the TARDIS wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah. But, like, it lists all these other people as well as companions. I guess that can be a very broad term. That was the other thing with this episode. It's not listed in my book in the episodes which they pick to, like, tell you more about, which I found odd considering your reaction when you realised that I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, as I say, I think this is not an episode which has got many accolades. I feel like there was something I wanted to wind up with.
Winding it up.
I'm getting the wind up here, the wind up signal from my very own daughter. But I had another point to make. Ah, I thought that was something that was well done, was that they separated them, but they seemed to give, everyone seemed to have something to do. Although maybe Donna didn't have so much. She was just talking.
Taking notes about
the numbers. Oh, that's right. She was. Numbers. No, she was. So that can be a hard thing when you've got multiple companions to give them all something to do, but I think they managed to do that. I thought that's another example of how this was a well-crafted piece that all fit in together. Are you giving it the thumbs up?
No, I was just trying to hurry you up.
That's the end.